Yeah. You know, you do need to wear my stinking headphones.
Why? Tell me why.
So that...
Put it in your own words. Go ahead. Why?
I don't have a good answer.
Yeah, let's see what happens if I don't wear headphones.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, man. Should I do the show without headphones, too?
I'm very proud of my ears, and I don't want to hide them.
Yeah.
Hey, what would happen if you took off your headphones?
I can take off my headphones.
Okay, then we couldn't hear any callers?
Right, we wouldn't be able to hear callers.
Who cares?
But I also...
Losers?
I also wouldn't know if...
Yeah, go ahead.
It doesn't feel right to me.
I don't...
I feel naked here.
Your ears are beautiful. I'm talking about your left ear.
But I don't know if you're distorting or, you know, whether you're... Gum-
I'm not distorting. Go to hell.
You always distort.
Oh, shut up. We're fine. Without your headphones. Be a man.
No, I'm putting my headphones back.
Fine.
If you were a real professional, you would not want to take your headphones
off. I agree with that. No argument there.
Yeah.
If I was a real professional, I would definitely be wearing them.
Yeah.
Yeah, well put, yeah.
So you're chewing gum, and what are you drinking here, water?
Yeah, okay. And no headphones.
Yeah. Free balling it, baby.
I'm letting my freak flag fly.
Somebody's calling already. We're not even taking calls.
Yeah, that'll teach him.
Even if it is.
Keep him on hold. How are you enjoying the hold music, buddy?
We don't have hold music.
You don't have?
Yeah, we used to have hold music. It used to be that when you called us, you would get a radio station called WFMU on hold. That was our hold music.
Oh, what happened to, that's a great idea. What happened there?
We realized that it was inappropriate.
I don't know. You mean the music, you mean the station itself was inappropriate?
Yeah, there were times when what we were playing was so out there that it wasn't a good idea to have it as our hold music.
But it was kind of historic. Your on hold music was probably much more entertaining than what you were broadcasting.
No, what I'm saying is that the on hold music was what we were broadcasting.
Yeah.
At that moment.
Yeah.
And I had to take us off our own. I had to take it off because sometimes, like, a fire inspector is calling. I don't
understand what you're saying. You're just babbling.
I have a feeling most people got understood.
I don't think they did. Yeah. You've seen interesting people. Why don't you just mimic them?
I try.
Yeah.
No, I do try.
How was your week?
Oh, it's been such a great week.
Hey, today
we haven't been live for a month.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Well, you were sick.
Yeah, I was sick last week.
Yeah, something's going around.
And then
that's my theory.
The week before and the week before that, we had fill-ins.
Oh, because it was the holidays.
Yeah. So this is our first show in quite a while.
You'd think we'd be better rested and better prepared, wouldn't you?
I think we are pretty prepared. We have a well-thought-out show for tonight.
We do, a first show. So this is the first show of the new year.
Yes, it is.
You're not concerned at all about doing a good show right off the bat and setting the bar that high?
No, I am concerned. I have high hopes for tonight's show.
Do you have high hopes for the whole year?
No. Just tonight's show, because we thought about this 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
We want to do the first ever radio version of Musical Chairs.
It's not going to be a good year. Don't you have that feeling? We're so old.
Well,
don't you have the feeling?
You mean 7 second delay?
Yeah, we're just beat.
You're just talking about 7 second delay.
Buddy. We're just beat. I just can't even think about walking up hills. I just want to go downhill now.
I disagree. I think we've been doing good shows.
We're old.
We are old. It's true. We're experienced.
Yeah, we're field tested. That's one way to look at it. Okay, so we're doing musical chairs.
Yeah, let's get right into it.
I know. I've never seen you so excited. It's been a while since you've been excited about an idea like this.
Yeah, we're doing musical chairs. We're going to need...
How can we do musical chairs remotely over the radio? How's it possible? Musical chairs should be done where everyone's in the same room. They're parading around a cluster of chairs.
Good point, Andy.
Yeah, well, how can it be done remotely? I'm keen to learn.
Here is how you do it remotely. Instead of grabbing a chair, that action is replaced by you have to get your text in.
You have to get, I don't know what you're talking
about. You have to text a message in to a super secret number.
So you're going to give a number of listeners, 7 or 8 listeners, a phone number.
Right.
And they and only they will have that phone number.
Right. It's a brand new super secret number.
Okay. So they will have that phone number. So you're going to play music. You're going to play a selection of music, probably a familiar piece of classic rock. Is that right?
Yeah, more or less.
Okay. Something everyone knows. And you're going to abruptly stop that song.
Correct.
After in the middle of a line of lyrics,
mm-hmm.
and whatever word it stops on,
that's the key word.
That will be the key word, and those six or seven or eight participants will have to text us
a sentence,
a sentence that includes that keyword.
It not only has to include the keyword, it has to be about the keyword.
Right. And it has to be grammatically correct. It has to be everything has to be spelled correctly.
Right.
And the last person that gets their keyword sentence to us is eliminated. Right?
Correct.
And then there will be seven.
Wow, you understand this.
I do. So it is like musical chairs, except it's stupid.
Right.
Okay.
So now,
you'd think if you see people playing musical chairs, here's what most people would say to themselves. This is the stupidest game that was ever invented. There's nothing more stupid than this.
Oh, game. I guess you haven't seen truly competitive musical chairs on YouTube.
I would love to see it.
It gets violent.
Oh man, I'd love to. Well,
no,
we should host
really
it.
Good.
We should host it here.
Yeah. We talked about it. The lawyer said no.
What's the only dumber game than musical chairs? Duck, duck, goose. That's right, Ken. Duck, duck, goose.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah. Duck, okay, duck, but goose. this is a close second. This is a stupid, stupid version of musical chairs. So how do we...
We did play hide and seek one time.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
We did that on the radio.
So Uncle Ken, what can we do? What kind of prize can we offer to keep our contestants from quitting? How can we raise the stakes? How can we make this worth their while?
Well, we're giving out, it's a double prize.
A double prize, they're getting two prizes. Only the winner, there's one prize.
One winner.
One winner, and what will that one winner get?
They will get a WFMU Hungry Cat hoodie.
Oh, wow, that's the most valued, sought after little gift in your worth list.
And $50 from Andy Breckman's pocket.
Uncle Ken will give you a hoodie. I have $50 cash. So we're not clowning around here. The stakes are high. The stakes are real.
So let's get started.
How can people apply to play? How can people submit an application?
If you would like to be one of our eight contestants for Musical Chairs, here's what you have to do. You have to email me at ken@wfmu.org.
That's it?
Applications are open right now.
Wait, that's it?
That's it. And the first eight people who respond, I will send you back the super secret number and also the instructions on how to play, which we just described.
The bar could not be lower.
But you have to be committed to listening for the whole show.
Not just listening, but participating.
Participating.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't decide that you're going to drop off.
Well, they wouldn't need any, because look, halfway through the show, it'll be down to three contestants or four contestants.
Right.
I mean, the odds are pretty good. Even going in, the odds are 1 in 8, right?
Yeah.
Pretty good. And the hoodie is a beautiful, beautiful piece of clothing.
Yeah. It's an item that we don't even let you steal from the free t-shirt.
Exactly. Right? Is there any way you could get the WFMU logo off it, or can you wear it inside out?
No. Oh, yeah, you could wear it inside out.
There you go. No one will know then. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So all you got to do to get into the running, we need eight people to email me at ken@wfmu.org, and then I will send you back the instructions and the super secret number.
Okay.
All right. Looks like Melissa's in.
Okay. Do you know Melissa?
I do not.
Okay.
Let's see. I gotta send
good luck, Melissa. Our prayers are with you. Okay. You sent her the number. You don't want to do it like collectively, like to the whole group?
I can't. I got to do it one at a time. Sorry.
It's okay. Don't be sorry to me. Hey, Melissa had a little picture of herself in her email.
Did she?
Yeah. She's hot. My opinion.
I didn't say. Oh, that's my opinion. Not a picture.
That's not a picture of her?
That's like her little Google avatar.
Oh. Her little avatar's hot.
Nadia.
Well, Nadia.
Yeah.
Nadia's a friend.
Not old school Nadia. new Nadia.
Okay, but I can't comment on her appearance because she's not of age. Is that correct?
That's correct. Oh, that's great.
So I'll say she's a sweetheart.
An angel.
An angel.
Yeah. Sweetheart is probably something you'd call somebody who is hot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, angel is someone you'd call someone who's dead.
No, an angel is an innocent.
Angel's dead.
An innocent child is an angel.
Who died recently. She's an angel.
Well, so what does the New York Post meaning of angel? Angel. Oh, you're right. You're right.
Okay.
An angel is a dead child.
Yeah. So Nadia is far from an angel.
No. Okay. I stand correct.
She's a lot closer to sweetheart.
Black Cat is in.
Well, Black Cat's a friend of the show.
Yeah.
And the station.
Yep. Let's see.
He would look bitchin' in a hoodie.
Who else we got? Zachary.
Oh, okay. Oh, these are just the usual suspects.
Well, I want to make sure that people are committed.
Well, Zachary, we know. Hey, there's a picture of Zachary.
He's
a handsome man.
Yes, he is. Okay, Zachary. I don't know who Melissa is.
Yeah, she's a wild card.
I just want to make sure that we have committed contestants here.
Okay. Anybody else?
Anybody you want to? Okay. Oh. Aaron in Minneapolis. He's got to be in.
Yeah.
Aaron.
Excellent.
Is in. Oh, Aaron's going to have an advantage.
Tell me why.
Well, because he's so good with texting.
Aaron will be great. Welcome aboard, Aaron. We should remind people that your text has to be include the keyword that is the last word in the song before
right.
Ken stopped it. It has to be about the keyword. It can't just be a random sentence. Otherwise, you'll have pre-prepared your sentence. It has to be at least 10 words. And we're going to strictly enforce these rules, right, Uncle Ken?
Yes, we are.
It has to be grammatically.
Yeah, some people might be disqualified if they
right.
Don't.
It has to be grammatically correct. The spelling has to be correct. It has to make sense. Can it be Uncle Ken?
Yeah.
Suppose it's two short sentences, but they add up to at least 10 words.
I think that's okay.
Okay, so one sentence at least, if you need a couple of sentences.
Laurel is in, even though I don't know who Laurel is.
Oh, you're rolling the dice on Laurel.
Yep.
Is there a photo of Laurel in her email?
Nope.
I bet she's hot.
Why?
No photo. Your imagination just runs wild.
Oh.
You just picture her as a young Joey Heatherton.
Yes, good point.
Yeah.
Good point. Let's see. Four. We have one player left.
Okay.
And do you want to pick?
No, I don't know any of these people.
Okay. Rolf!
Rolf?
Yes, Rolf.
Do you know Rolf?
Nope.
Oh, okay. So there are a couple of familiar faces.
But he's named after that Australian singer.
I think he's named after vomiting.
Rolf Harris.
The act of vomiting.
No, he's named after Rolf Harris.
I don't know.
I think so. Okay.
Welcome, Rolf. Okay, so do you want to make a note of their phone numbers? How do you do
it? I don't have their phone numbers. That's what I was trying to express to you.
Oh. How do we do this?
Why don't we just leave it to the instructions where I say you have to include your name in the text?
Wait, do you mean they have to write? Okay, so it's not they're sending you not just a sentence.
Include their name in the first text?
Okay.
How about that?
Well, I'm sorry, when you say include their name, do you mean add their name to the page or include their name in the sentence?
After the sentence.
Oh, after the sentence, just as if they're signing it.
Yeah, they're signing it. Just so
that's going to take them another half a second. A crucial, crucial half a second.
So what?
But this game is going to be, this is a game of split seconds. You're asking them, okay, for the first response.
I want to know who's playing.
Okay,
I want to know who we're eliminating.
All I'm saying now is quit screaming.
Okay.
Okay? It's not what you say, Ken. It's how you say it.
No,
that annoys me.
I've been told that before. I'm sorry.
That's not surprising.
That's what they try to tell me at anger management.
I can't imagine a day goes by where someone doesn't say that.
Oh, that's why. They've thrown me in the brink for that, for doing that. I say the nicest things. I say the sweetest,
nicest things
to people.
Is brink the right word?
The brink, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and you say the nicest things.
The cooler, the icebox.
The cooler, yeah.
The onion cellar. Whatever you want to call it. What do you call it? Detention.
Well, now I call it the brink.
Thank you. Good.
That's how much influence you have over me. Okay.
House of Pain. There we go. The House of Pain.
The old Gray Bar Hotel.
Yeah.
There you go. That's
okay, so we have our eight players: Melissa, Nadia, Black Cat, Zachary, Aaron, Philip, Laurel, and Rolf. I'm sorry for those of you who emailed in and were not chosen to play.
How sorry are you, 1 to 10?
10. Really, really sorry. I feel
you've never been 10 in your life about anything.
No, I am. I feel bad.
10. You feel bad. That's how bad you feel.
I saw that. Look at these messages.
Yeah.
They really wanted to play.
10.
Look, Rolf wrote twice. You're in, Rolf. You're in.
Okay. And they're playing for a hoodie and a $50 bill from Uncle Andy.
And the hoodie is a $44 value, by the way.
So for a total of, I can't do the math, but...
$94.
Yeah, it must be close to $400.
I believe we are almost ready to play the first round.
Okay, so let's just review this. You're going to play a song.
Yep.
You're going to abruptly stop the song. The last word that was broadcast, the last word in the song that was played, becomes the key word.
Right.
Our eight contestants have to write a sentence which includes the key word and is about the key word.
Right.
I'm sorry, it could be multiple sentences. You could write two sentences. And the first response that they're about to give, they should add at the end of it all their name so we know whose it is.
Exactly.
And they've been sent a phone number that no one else has. It's not our on-air number.
It's not my personal text number.
Right. It's a how did you get this number? How did you generate it?
I'm not going to even say.
I don't even care if you do.
People might be able to figure it out.
Oh, then I don't even want to know.
If I explain.
And I'm sorry I asked because I realized midway through my question, I didn't care.
Oh, you know why I'm agreeing with everything you're saying?
Tell me.
So as not to confuse people.
And to speed it up. You just want to get to this. Let's go. Round one.
Okay.
Okay.
Players.
It's musical. It's radio musical chairs. Should we ask forgiveness from God before we begin?
Sure.
God forgive us for what we're about to do. We just didn't have any other ideas.
Okay.
They're rolling.
There was the keyword. Are you going to repeat the keyword or no?
Was it gas?
Okay, so you just repeated the keyword.
Well, wait,
why? Just because in case people missed it.
Wait, if people missed it, is that part of the game? They might miss the keyword?
They might miss the
keyword. Okay, going forward, I will not repeat the keyword.
Okay.
I didn't understand.
Okay. That's fine. That's fine, Andy.
Okay, so the word is gas.
Yeah, the keyword in this case is gas.
And now you're waiting for...
We will
eliminate the last person who responds. We will be down to seven contestants.
Right.
Right?
How do I delete that test one in there?
If the first responder has misspelled a word or her sentence is too short, she's eliminated. Is that correct?
Right. Delete. There we go.
Okay.
Oh, look at this. They're coming in.
Okay, the last one. You want to read the sentences? Well, I guess we should. Do we have to read all the sentences, Ken? To make sure they're grammatically correct?
Yeah. Black Cat.
Wait, but what if like sentence number four is a sloppy sentence? Then the last person shouldn't be eliminated.
Right. So
we have to read these things?
We might as well read them, right? Black Cat wrote, gas is the liquid I use to make my car move. Very good, Black Cat.
Okay.
And let me write down his number.
Just write the last two digits.
Yeah.
That's all, buddy.
Yeah. Okay. And then
was Black Cat the first responder?
Yeah, he was the first responder.
Okay.
Come on.
Come on, baby. Come on, computer.
How come it's not loading in there?
Oh, that's good. Computer problem. Slow computer. Oh, this is a disaster. This is a nightmare from which we cannot awaken. Okay, we can only read the first six words here, right?
Oh, I understand how it works. Okay, Rolf says, listening to WFMU fuels me like gas does to a car. Thank you, Rolf.
So this one up here, there's a column of eight responses.
Okay, yep.
The top one is the last one that came in.
Yeah, you want me to just go right to that one?
No, because what if somebody didn't write a good sentence? They're eliminated. We could eliminate three people right
Zachary
now.
Zachary writes, gas is very expensive in this day and age in America. Very good, Zachary.
Okay.
And I have his number. Okay.
Okay.
Laurel wrote, I ran out of gas. Gas is stinky. Very good, Laurel.
Okay.
I think that's my favorite sentence yet.
Okay.
And Aaron in Minneapolis, Andy has gas. I have gas, too. Aaron is so funny.
He is. Are we not enforcing the 10-word minimum?
You tell me. Are you going to disqualify Aaron for not having 10 words?
I think we have to, because everyone else worked so hard.
Okay. Aaron's out. Sorry, Aaron.
We're down to seven.
You're supposed to have 10
words. Did we say
words.
10 words minimum?
I think I
said it repeatedly.
Yeah. And Nadia writes, the gas was good, so I decided to eat it.
Okay. Perfect sentence. It makes sense. And it also has a little drama.
Yep.
She was eating gas.
Okay.
What did Melissa say?
Melissa said, gas is a smelly thing from your butt that gags others.
Okay. I love this.
And we've already eliminated Aaron. Okay.
No, we have to eliminate. We could eliminate more than one. Let's go.
Okay. And Philip is eliminated.
Why? Why?
Because he was the last one.
I don't know if that's how it. No, well, we've all. If we eliminated Aaron because his sentence was too short, doesn't that count as our elimination?
That's what
round?
I just was trying to say.
I don't know.
And then you said no. We can eliminate more than one.
But what if two people write short sentences?
Then we eliminate them both.
Okay, but if somebody's eliminated for a short sentence, maybe we give the benefit of the doubt to the last.
Okay,
person.
So Philip is in.
Okay.
Aaron is out.
And then who is the last out? Who's that last? Oh,
Aaron's
nobody
out.
Said 10 words. This is Aaron protesting.
I did say 10 words. My email said 10 words. It did.
I'm sorry.
Okay,
Aaron.
We're ready for round two.
Yes, who's still in? Who's still in?
Still in is Melissa, Nadia, Black Cat, Zachary, Philip, Laurel, and Rolf.
Okay.
In case you're just tuning in.
First off, well played, if you missed the first 25 minutes. We're playing musical chairs, our version of musical chairs. We're playing a song. We're abruptly stopping the song. And the seven surviving listeners are going to be writing a sentence and texting it to us as quickly as they can. The last person to text, their sentence is eliminated. Here we go.
Here we go. Round two. Players, are you ready?
Well, let's assume they're saying yes.
Are they ready? Okay.
Yes. Dumb, but I can understand why she won't like a what song is this?
It's Lola.
Oh.
By the Kinks.
Huh. That's where you stopped it?
That's where I'm stopping it. And you're not going to say the word.
No, I'm not.
You're not going to say the key word this time.
I'm not, no.
Thank you.
It's the most interesting song in the world, and I don't know if you picked the most interesting word in the song.
Oh, you wanted me to pick interesting words.
Well, wouldn't that make the show interesting? You've heard interesting shows.
You're just second-guessing every single thing I'm
no,
doing. You're
well, I've got nothing else to do on this show.
You're making it
what
so
is my,
much more confusing.
Tell me, Kenny, what is my job on this show tonight?
To undermine me.
What else do I have?
To sabotage. That's always your job.
No.
To sabotage.
No. I've got nothing else. You're running. You're driving the bus. You're having a great time. I'm in the back seat.
Okay.
So here comes our
Philip.
Yeah.
Makes it. If I could only find a good woman to hold me. And of course the key word is me.
Me.
I picked the most boring word you could pick.
Yeah.
Sorry. Andy. I'll start for more interesting words.
Well, I'm sorry. I mean, it's a dynamic lyric. It's an interesting song. It's a groundbreaking song.
Yep.
I thought there might be more interesting words. Yeah. It's all right.
Zachary is in. I think that you and me need to go to the park later today.
Perfect.
Very good, Zachary.
Is that grammatically correct?
Yes.
Isn't it you and I?
Oh, God.
Shouldn't it be you and I need to go to the park?
Yes.
There you go.
He's out. Okay.
He's out.
Man, you're tough.
I don't know. Okay. What's the point of having rules?
All right, Zachary's out.
Yeah.
And then according to your rules, then everybody else is in.
No, let's see. Maybe there's some other grammatical errors.
Okay.
Okay. So the challenge here was write a 10-word sentence using the word me.
That's grammatically correct with correct spelling.
Yeah.
Sorry, Zachary. I feel bad.
How bad do you feel 1 to 10?
Oh, Black Cat, hitting it out of the park. Me is the second word of the Beatles tune, I, Me, Mine. And that's true.
Perfect.
Also. And Rolf writes, when someone asks me what radio station I listen to, I say WFMU.
So he's pitched a tent way up your ass.
And let's see, this one is by number 40. Nadia, this meal was cooked by me, so let's dig in.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess that's grammatically correct, right?
Yeah.
And here's Philip. If I could only find a good woman to hold me.
Aw, you got to love that.
And I think somebody has not weighed in.
Okay.
Right?
Well, then they would be eliminated. Wait, are they eliminated?
I would think so, yeah. Right?
Or if somebody is eliminated for grammar, is everybody else that weighs in a survivor?
Yeah, I guess you decide.
No, you decide. This is your crosstown bus. You're driving the bus. You decide what stops we're making.
Somebody hasn't gotten back to us.
They've already given up.
Yeah, somebody's already given up. Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm sorry. We're down to, we should...
How many are we down to?
We eliminated Aaron on the first round, so there should be 7 people here. Yeah, now Zachary is out, so there should be 6 more.
We have 6 people.
So we have somebody else to eliminate because somebody has not weighed in yet. Oh, there it is.
No, but they're fine.
There it is.
I think they've survived.
Yeah.
I think they've survived. If there's someone else eliminated, then even the last person.
Laurel made it in. Laurel writes, I'm me, you're you, and this is me getting eliminated. No, Laurel, you're in. Okay.
Okay, so now it gets kind of interesting.
Why?
Is that okay if we do an interesting section of the show?
I was hoping we could avoid interesting.
I know, because now we're down to 1 in 6. Every contestant now has a 1 in 6 chance of going home with a WFMU hoodie and a $50 the gift from us.
Yeah.
This is kind of like They Shoot Horses, Don't They? Remember that movie?
Oh, I loved it.
Did you?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I loved that movie.
The Dance Marathon?
Yeah.
Do you remember they eliminated people? They had them racing around every once in a while.
Yep.
And the last couple across the finish line was eliminated.
I don't remember that at all.
I don't think you ever saw that movie.
Yeah. I'm thinking of the wrong movie.
Huh.
I'm thinking of A Man Called Horse.
Yeah.
Where they take a white guy like Richard Chamberlain or something, and they put some bear claws in his chest, and then they hoist him up to the top of the teepee. And then they kind of play tetherball with him. Remember that movie?
No, you can't keep talking forever.
I can.
I
can.
You've got to sleep sometime.
I'll sleep tonight. Tell me about They Shoot Horses, Don't They?
They Shoot Horses, Don't They was, I think, Sidney Pollack's first feature. Oh. It was Jane Fonda. Yeah, it was Dance Marathon in the 30s during the Depression.
Uh-huh.
And the last couples, they raced couples around the dance hall. The last couple was eliminated. So we're doing a version of that.
It must be very sad.
Oh, heartbreaking. And you can tell from the title.
Yeah.
It's heartbreaking. Okay, here we go.
Have you ever seen that German TV show Babylon Berlin?
Here we go.
They have dance marathons in that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, here we go.
Okay.
Okay.
Our contestants are down to Melissa, Nadia, Black Cat, Philip, Laurel, and Rolf.
Maybe our other listeners, and there must be dozens of other people, non-contestants, they can all like pick their favorite to root for.
Yes.
Maybe to bet for. Maybe there could be a little side bet going on.
You want to take some calls? Because we do have time. I think we're running ahead of schedule here.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, look, these are real. Now, we've eliminated the losers.
Okay.
Right?
Losers, yes.
These people now know what they're doing. These six people are pros. So we have six rounds to go.
Okay. This next song is for you, Andy.
You can play like a 4-minute, 5-minute song.
Contestants, stand by. Did you hear the keyword?
I did.
Was it interesting enough for you?
We'll find out soon when we get our sample.
I tried to pick an interesting keyword.
Okay.
I hope that satisfied
Thank
you.
Thank you for including me in this. So the last person to text us a sentence with that keyword will be eliminated.
Correct.
Okay, here they come. Oh my God. Some are coming in already.
No, these are the old ones.
Oh, how do we limit? How do we delete them?
See what I'm doing here. Yeah. Slowly trying to delete them.
Okay.
Some of these people are texting over and over again. And
oh, that's not good.
Yeah, then you have to delete each and every.
Okay. Do we have new ones coming in?
Yes. There we go.
Okay.
Black Cat first again.
I wonder how Black Cat's doing it. You think he's like doing...
Chemistry is a class that I don't want to teach ever. Very good, Black Cat.
Okay. Do you think he's doing like voice to text?
I don't know.
Is it grammatically correct? Or is the spelling correct?
And Philip writes, there's nothing in this world quite like a slow swim in the chemistry of the ocean. Very good, Philip.
Okay.
Let me give Philip a little check.
I wonder who's going to be the last one in.
Yeah.
They're going to be eliminated.
Next one in is Rolf.
Okay. Are you not happy with his sentence?
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't make sense?
Well, I'm happy with his sentence.
Yeah?
But I'm afraid he's going to have to be eliminated.
Tell me why.
Because Rolf wrote, Andy's personality is boring, lame, and flat like a street...
Like a street. Oh, he didn't put his period.
Like a street.
Oh, he's saying like a street is flat. Is there a period after the word street?
No. But he did not use the word chemistry, Andy.
Oh, I didn't even think there. I didn't even go. Oh, yeah.
So Rolf is out.
Oh, buddy.
Sorry, Rolf.
Okay. So everyone else survived.
Everybody else is in. Let's see. Number
four. If they.
Melissa writes, chemistry is my favorite subject in school during the week. And Laurel writes, I'm no good at chemistry, but I love the chemistry between you two. Aw.
What's Laurel. Her angle? What does she want?
And
what's she fishing
Nadia
for?
Nadia writes, I think Ken and Andy have really good chemistry together. And Rolf is still trying. He thought when they sang chemistry, he thought they said street. Sorry, Rolf. And we heard from Laurel. We did. Well,
he's hearing this song, Kokomo, for the first time ever.
Yeah. Oh, so God we're down bless. To five.
Then there were five.
We're down to five.
Oh, this is our version of Agatha Christie. This is so exciting.
We should let people bet, because if I was a betting man.
Who would you bet on?
Black Cat.
Because he's always been first?
He's been first pretty much every time.
He must be doing
voice to text.
I don't
know what he's doing.
Okay.
So we now have it down to Melissa, Nadia, Black Cat, Philip, and Laurel. Five people.
Well, maybe I'll take that bet. Do you have cash on you?
Upstairs I have cash.
You would bet on Black Cat.
I'm betting on Black Cat.
Let me see. Who else is in the running?
Melissa, Nadia, Philip, and Laurel. I'll bet you $20 it's going to be Black Cat.
Will you give me the rest of the field? Will you give me the other four contestants?
No!
I have to pick one?
Yeah.
Could you say their names again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Melissa, Nadia, Philip, and Laurel. Go, Black Cat. Go, Black Cat.
Okay, I'm gonna bet after the next round.
No.
You want me to bet now?
Yeah, you have to bet now.
What's Melissa? What's Melissa do for a living? Tell me about her.
Melissa's a big Monk fan. Seriously.
Oh no.
Yeah, really big Monk fan.
It's not gonna work for me.
Yeah.
Makes me uncomfortable.
No, super. She's a Monk stan.
I don't know what that means.
You don't know what that means?
No.
A stan is a super fan.
Okay, I'll take Melissa for $20.
Very good.
And you have Black Cat?
Yep.
Heavenly Father.
Nice.
I ask for nothing. I've never asked for anything.
Nice.
Just give me Melissa. Just give me Melissa. Texting quickly.
Okay.
Melissa texts like the wind.
Our remaining contestants here in Radio Musical Chairs are Melissa, Nadia, Black Cat, Philip, and Laurel.
Okay, you're going to play another song?
Are you ready?
Okay.
Are they ready?
Yeah.
They're ready. Son of a preacher man, the only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. Being good isn't always easy, no matter how hard I try. When he started sweet talking to me, he come and tell me everything is alright. He kiss and tell me everything is alright. Can I get away again tonight? Sorry, it wasn't such an interesting word.
No, it was a great word.
Okay.
It's a great word, a great key word. Our five contestants are busy writing and texting. Who will be the last texter to send their text to us? They will be eliminated. It's Musical Chairs.
And
now, if Melissa wins...
Rolf is such a sweet guy. He, even though he misheard the keyword, he said, thanks for letting me play. Cheers, guys.
What's his
Thank
angle?
You, Rolf.
What's he up to? Forget it, Rolf. Whatever you want. The answer is no.
And Aaron in Minneapolis. He's in Minneapolis. We've got to give him a break for that.
Why?
Because
they're having some troubles?
Yeah, they're having the troubles in Minneapolis.
Okay. Wait, what kind of break are you thinking of giving him?
Well, no, here's what he says. He says, I know I'm out, but I need to break some news in the interest of 7-second delay. James Moylan died back on December 11th, and he was the guy who came up with the idea of the little arrow on the fuel gauge.
Oh, wow.
The arrow that Ken didn't think existed.
It's on every fuel gauge.
Yeah. Wow.
It tells you what side of the car.
Thank you, James Moylan.
I wonder what car company he worked for. I mean, it had to be one of the big five, right?
Yep. Okay, now to our contestants. Philip gets in first. Says, wouldn't it be wonderful to meet a preacher man tonight? Very good, Philip.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, he's in.
Yeah, I got to make myself a little system here.
Okay.
And let's see. This one comes in from Black Cat.
Okay.
Tonight I am texting a radio show competition for money. Very good, Black Cat. The third person in is Melissa.
Yes. Oh. Yes. She survives.
And she writes, tonight I will be watching many episodes of Monk again. She watches them over and over again.
There's a sadness there.
She's a stan.
Yeah.
All right, so she's in.
Okay.
Melissa's in.
Okay. Oh, no, so everyone now is now is adhering to the rules,
yep.
So it's the last one in is going to be eliminated.
And Nadia makes it in. I can't believe how bad 7-second delay was tonight. Good one, Nadia.
Yeah, except she didn't say nice things about us.
And Laurel is the
last
one.
Oh, no. She's the last one here tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Tonight I'm doing my best. It's a long night tonight. Aw.
Aw, baby.
Sorry, Laurel.
Sorry, Laurel. Although your last entry did give us a lot to think about. How many are we down to now?
We're down to four players.
This is so exciting.
Yeah, Melissa.
Melissa's still in. That's the horse I have in this race.
Nadia.
Nadia, we love.
Black Cat. My money's on Black Cat.
I know, he's your horse.
And Philip. Down to four people.
Okay, maybe we should take a pause. I mean, we have 18 minutes. How are we doing? How are we doing on our pacing of the show?
I think we're doing pretty good. We need another three rounds, right?
But we have 18 minutes.
18 minutes. So about 5 minutes per round.
Well, that's
so we can take some calls.
Why would people call?
To
complain.
To bet or complain.
I think they're calling to vent.
To vent, okay.
To vent, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, we can talk for a minute about, I know, is it too early to kind of brag about our great marathon premiere?
Oh, yeah. Well, we should thank everybody who worked on it today. We should thank Don Fleming, our producer. He's producing our new We Are the World parody single.
Yes.
That Andy and I are putting out for the marathon, featuring just about every DJ who's on the air right now.
Right. We composed a song.
Singing.
We composed a song. It's called...
Andy composed a
well,
song.
Well, I guess I did most of it.
You're a musical genius.
Well, I think you were my inspiration, but the song is called We've Got Your Money.
Mm-hmm.
And we're bringing in DJs to sing backup and sing different verses and sing different lines.
Right.
And they're doing great jobs for us.
And Don Fleming and Scott Williams worked hard on it today.
And we're going to put it out. It's going to be pressed onto vinyl.
10-inch vinyl.
10-inch vinyl.
Yep.
And we'll play snippets of it as we produce it and edit it a little further.
Yeah, and today the singers that we recorded were Scott Williams and music director Jessica and Big Maddie Warwick and Jesse from Polyglot.
And all your favorite DJs will help us out, and it'll be a great, great document.
It will. It'll be greater than the Band-Aid single. Not as good as We Are the World. Better than Do They Know It's Christmas? Wedged right in there, the sweet spot. Okay, we're ready for the next round. Melissa, Nadia, Black Cat, and Philip. I want one with interesting words, right? That's your demand here.
Well, I mean just fun words, you know, challenging words.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Is there life on Mars?
Little instrumental break.
Yeah, that's not helping us, is it?
Yeah.
How long is this break?
It goes on until they start singing again.
There's no lyrics during the break.
It's on America's tortured brow. Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow.
There we go.
Okay.
Did you catch the keyword?
I didn't know that was... I forgot that was part of that
Me
song.
Too. I never knew it was in there.
Oh, dear God. Okay, we only have four people playing.
Right.
The last one that responds is going to be eliminated. It's our version of Musical Chairs.
It's down to Melissa, Nadia, Black Cat, and Philip.
I've already asked God to forgive us, so there's no reason for me to do that again.
And in case you're tuning in late, we envy you, of course. But also, the contestants have a super secret number to text. That is how they are participating.
Want to hear something sad? I am a co-host here, and I'm tuning in late myself. I'm only now starting to pay attention.
All right, Philip gets in there first.
Ooh, well done, Philip.
I'm a little worried.
I'm
a little worried now that Black Cat's lost his touch. Philip writes, it's really exciting that we can maybe milk a cow. Okay, Philip.
Nice. Okay.
Okay.
So we're accepting stupid sentences,
yes,
too.
And Black Cat is number two.
Cow
is an animal that gives us milk most of the time. Okay.
Okay.
And number three.
Please, Melissa.
Is Melissa.
Yes. We live to tell the tale.
Cows are my 10-year-old son's favorite animal ever. Now, the word in the song was cow.
Yeah.
And Melissa used cow.
Oh, shut up. That's perfectly fine.
Okay.
Oh my God!
Because you bet on her.
Yes, exactly.
That's why it's perfect.
Exactly. I'm not only her biggest fan. I'm also the referee.
And Nadia, I'm sorry. She writes, I just fed the cows a few hours ago. Since I'm a farmer, just had to even though I'm eliminated.
Oh, baby.
Sorry, Nadia. Oh, now wait a second. No, that's sorry. That's Laurel.
That's Laurel.
Just checking in anyway.
Okay.
Here's Nadia. The vegan burgers did not taste like real cow at all. Thank you, Nadia, but you are eliminated. And
but it's the best sentence of all of them, wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
About the vegan burger?
Yeah, because she used cow in its singular sense, not the plural sense.
Yeah.
Like some people. So we have it down now to Melissa, Black Cat, and Philip.
Oh, my God.
Your money's on Melissa.
Oh, my God.
My money's on Black Cat. But here's the question.
Yes.
What if neither of them wins? Then neither of us win.
Then you give me $20.
No. If neither of them wins.
Yes, I'll take the $20.
No.
What?
Whoever we bet on has to win. They can't come in second.
I'll take the 20.
No.
Okay.
We're betting on them to win, not to place.
Okay.
You as a gambling addict should know. You should understand.
Okay, this is kind of exciting. We're down to three.
Are you ready?
I don't know if I'm ready. Do you have a song picked out, another song?
I have songs available here.
Okay.
Although I must admit, I'd like to hear Kokomo again.
Well, who wouldn't after your morning show?
Papa John Phillips.
So after your morning show, it'd be like a cleansing of the palate to hear Kokomo.
Well, Papa John Phillips, the famous child molester, he wrote that song.
That's right.
Yeah.
No, he didn't write Kokomo.
He wrote part of it.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, you're thinking of...
There's like three or four people who share in the writing credit for Kokomo.
And John Phillips
is one of
them? John
Phillips is one of them. Yeah. Your old child molester buddy, John Phillips.
I never met him. I've admired him from afar.
Okay, are you ready? Wait, I gotta cue up a song here.
Okay. Oh my God, we're down to three?
Yep.
Oh my God, this is real suspense.
All right. Melissa, Black Cat, and Philip. Ooh, this is the last round we're going to have that has just, you know, the next round after this determines the winner.
I know. I'm going crazy.
Yeah. All right. Melissa, Black Cat, and Philip, are you ready?
I think they're saying yes.
What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. I like that word.
Yeah, you've been waiting a whole hour to focus on that word.
Yep.
Okay.
We're playing musical chairs
here.
We're
down to three.
We're down to our final three contestants.
Oh, God, this is so suspenseful.
Melissa, Black Cat, and Philip.
Come on, Melissa. Come on, sweetheart.
Come on, Black Cat.
Come on, baby.
Do what you were doing before, whatever it was.
Melissa, type like the wind. Go, Melissa. Go, baby. Go. Who's the first responder now?
We haven't gotten the first response yet.
Oh, please,
but our
Melissa.
System is working.
Yeah.
I think we've proven here that you can play musical chairs on the radio.
Yeah, but
I'm
not
saying it's good radio.
Yeah, I think we've proven you can do it, but shouldn't.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's that?
Black Cat, number
no!
one, baby.
No, come on, Melissa.
Number
stay
one,
in the game.
Baby. Black Cat says, pain is what I'm going to feel if I lose.
Okay.
And number two is Philip.
Oh, all no.
Right. Philip writes, I am quite pleased about your beautiful face in pain. So it's between Black Cat and Philip. Melissa, number three, but I'm sure she's got a great sentence.
Fine.
Where is it? It's oh, here we go. I am feeling the pain of the pressure of winning for Andy.
Oh, baby. I'm so sorry, Melissa. You're still with me in spirit. Thank you for playing. So now I have a horse in this race.
No, you don't.
I do.
No.
Yes, I do.
Oh, Philip, yeah.
Yes, if Philip wins, then it's a wash.
Right.
You and I don't have to exchange
right.
money.
Right.
Okay. That's my best case scenario now.
Right.
Right?
Yes, is that Philip
you
wins.
Can't lose. You can only tie.
And we're running way ahead of schedule.
So what do we do about that?
It's a good thing that...
Why don't we play like all of winter long or something? Why don't we play Cowgirl in the Sand?
Oh, can I play Carpet of the Sun by Renaissance?
How long is that song?
Ashes Are Burning. That's what I meant to say.
That's what I thought you meant to say.
Yeah, Ashes Are Burning.
Yeah, how long is that song?
Really long. Okay, here we go.
Is it going to be something by Neil Young?
No.
Hey, did you know... Wait, here's a trivia question. Mm-hmm. It's a Neil Young trivia question.
Okay.
True or false? James Taylor singing Fire and Rain,
uh-huh.
It can be heard on a officially released Neil Young album.
Huh. Okay.
James Taylor himself
I'm ready.
Singing Fire and Rain. True or false? Yes or no?
Oh, true or false?
Yes or no?
Oh, I it was easier if you were going to tell me that it happened, and then I
No, I'll bet. You want to bet money on this? You can hear James Taylor singing Fire and Rain on an officially released studio Neil Young album. True or false?
I'm not betting money.
Bet money!
I'm not betting
bet
money.
Bet money.
No, I'm not betting. Gambling addict.
No, I want my $20 back. Well, I'll leave it till the end of the
because
show.
Because you brought it up, I'm going to say true.
Really?
Yeah.
You idiot. Why would James Taylor be on a Neil Young album?
Well, there was that song Broken Arrow, but I knew it wasn't on Broken
Arrow.
Yeah.
Well, how could it possibly be? You should take the bet. It's impossible. An officially released, not a bootleg, an official release. You could hear him singing Fire and Rain.
So you're saying it's not true.
I'm saying I want you to bet, yes
I'm
or no.
I'm not betting.
Bet!
No, I'm not betting. We already have a $20 bet. We already
know,
have
which you can't lose. All right, here we go.
What do you mean I can't lose?
I mean, you can only tie now.
Of course I can lose.
No, you can't lose. Your worst case scenario is it's a wash. You will not have to pay me any money. Right? There are two players left.
No, I could lose.
No. If Philip wins, it's a wash. If Philip wins, both of our horses lost, and it's a wash.
Yeah, but then if I lose the Neil Young bet,
I
owe you
$20. How could you possibly lose this bet? James Taylor himself singing Fire and Rain on an official Neil Young
release. It sounds like the kind of thing Neil Young would do.
How? In what context?
He threw other songs onto Broken Arrow.
But it's not on Broken Arrow. In what context would he put a Warner Brothers recording, a snippet of Fire and Rain? It's not possible.
Why?
Take the bet.
Of course it's possible.
Take the bet.
The fact that you're insisting it's not possible means that it definitely happened.
No, it's crazy. It's insane. It's the most insane thing I could think of, just to see if you'd bet.
Okay, Black Cat and Philip, here we are for the final round. Go, Black Cat.
Go, Philip. Go, Philip. They're not even in English. What the hell did you do to us? What the hell did you do? What kind of...
It's a French word.
You don't even know what the word is.
I know what the word
How's
is.
How's my guy Philip supposed to know what the word is?
By choosing Google Translate? I don't know. It's a French word. We didn't say it had to be English words.
What kind of curveball are you throwing there,
You're
though?
You're lucky I didn't choose Yaya. Or Gitchy.
Wait, it's the last inning of the game. What are you? You're just throwing these curveballs at us.
It's a French word.
Oh my
Come
God!
Come on, Black Cat, you can do it.
They're
buddy.
Both of our contestants are stunned and angry now.
No,
they are
not so.
Oh, for the love of crack!
Oh, this is exciting. We're waiting for them. We're waiting for the text to arrive.
They don't know what the word is.
It's a French word.
Let's think of a worse song you could have picked. Oh, this is the end of our show?
Yeah.
Wait, but how do we know who won?
Well, we're not done yet.
Well, I want to read their sentences.
Yeah.
And read it carefully. Who's in first?
Philip won.
There it is.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. He writes, I can't believe I won this ridiculous contest, and I thank you from the bottom of moi heart. Well,
was that the word?
Moi is the word.
Oh, there it is.
Okay.
I'll take it.
Kind of like a joke.
Listen. Hey, wait.
But that's not grammatically correct.
Oh, shut up. We're fine. Okay. Thank you, Philip. And thank you, Black Cat.
Black Cat is more correct. Moi is the French word for me, and I have always knows that.
And I always knows that?
Yeah. Okay, so Philip wins.
Okay. Philip,
congratulations, Philip.
Philip, you have a hoodie. How can he contact you?
Hey, Philip, email me at ken@wfmu.org.
Hey, and congratulations. Hey, bring up Neil Young live at I think it's the Forum. Wait, bring up a Neil Young and Crazy Horse live.
Where?
Let me see. I know it's in New York. I think it's. Hold on.
So it's true.
Hold on.
Let me just
bring it up. Their live album. Where is their live album?
Neil Young doesn't put everything up on Spotify.
Oh, hold on. Yeah, that one. Where's that? Okay, now go to Calgary on the Sand live. Uh-huh. Now go to the very end of Calgary on the Sand. That was their show closer. Okay, go to the very end, as far toward the end as you can get. This girl's going to change her name. She doesn't even know how many love her. Okay, here it is. Okay, listen. This is the end. The band is leaving the stage. Crank this up loud.
It's up.
Okay, crank it up. They're leaving the stage.
Shush!
How do they get the audience to leave the Felt Forum? What do they do?
I would play James Taylor.
Exactly.
If I wanted to get rid of people.
Exactly. That was Neil Young's plan, too. Here we go. Wait, this goes on for another minute. Crank it up. Keep going. You went too far. Here, now listen. Oh, you didn't go. Wait, I heard it.
Oh, my God.
There it is.
Shush. There it is.
There it is.
I hear it.
There it is. That's how they got the audience to file out.
Yeah, well played.
Throw some
James Taylor on.
Instead of Neil Young has left the building and turning on the lights.
That's exactly what I would have done.
I'm sure.
Yeah. So I would have won the bet.
Yes, you would have won that
I
bet.
I would have won the bet.
Yeah. How could you not have taken it? Okay, so who's our winner?
Philip.
Well played.
Philip T, congratulations.
Radio Musical Chairs. I owe Philip
$50.
I'll Venmo you.
And Philip, let me know the size hoodie you take also. And if you already have the Hungry Cat hoodie, then let me know something else that you might want.
What do you know about Philip? Is he a friend of the station?
I guess he is now. You know what the funny thing about Philip is? His friends call him Phil. That's what I know about him.
I know he looks bitchin' in his new hoodie.
And this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. And thank you to Jeremiah. Stay tuned for 21 Lounge.
And here's $50.
With Don Fleming.
Hey, Philip, buy yourself some fentanyl.
Call us lucky, you and I. Lucky girl, lucky guy. And when I hold your hand or touch your cheek, I know I'm a lifetime lucky streak. A lucky rainbow,
the sky. When we kiss, when we sigh, they call me lucky, Mr. Lucky Guy. And you're the reason why. Evening, chillin'. This is Don Hayes from the Mark 2121 Lounge, right on the ocean in Fort Lauderdale. We have a nice little group here tonight, and we're going to give you a rendition of what we do every night.
Allez-vous-en, allez-vous-en, monsieur. Allez-vous-en, go away. Allez-vous-en, allez-vous-en, mon ami. I have no time for you today. Allez-vous-en, allez-vous-en, monsieur. Please be a dear. Or I may go away with you. Springtime. I love Paris in the fall. I love Paris in the winter when it drizzles. I love Paris in the summer when it sizzles. I love Paris every moment, every moment of the year. Yes, I love Paris. Why, oh why do I love Paris? Because my love is near. And more than this, I wish you love.